This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ash.
Hi.
And everyone.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey. If you're wondering why we're talking weird, Ashley is vlogging us.
Yeah. Well, I just thought, you know, I'd just bring my vlog camera family to my UA family and have like a whole family reunion.
Yes. It's not reunion. It's more like a first time meeting barbecue.
Yeah. This is like a family dinner.
It's like you guys are the in-laws.
It's a family dinner.
My gosh. Someone's spicy today.
I'm not spicy at all.
You know what? We have been fighting a lot lately.
I know. We talked about this in the car.
Too much time together.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's because we moved
in. But it's like funny fights. It's more like the fights you start with your brother because you're bored.
It's like straight up like siblings fighting, like squabbling. Not in like an angry sibling way, but just like the littlest things.
I'm like squabbling.
Squabbling, yeah.
Who says squabbling?
You know who says squabbling?
My
mother.
Old people.
Oh. My mother.
I'm not calling your mom old.
I mean, that's exactly what you just did, but that's fine.
I love her.
It's fine. I'm sure she's just crying right now. It's not that big of a deal.
It was my job to start the episode, so thanks for like fully railroading that.
I'm so sorry. I just had to say something.
It's fine. So I had a random train of thought.
Oh, yeah. Hit us.
I was listening to an episode of Crime Junkie. Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Big fan. You made me a big fan.
I did, which is rare because usually you tell me about podcasts.
Yeah, I know.
And I was listening to a 911 call. Ooh. And those are fascinating to me.
I like love them and hate them.
Like, I can't listen to the ones where, like, there was one the other day where literally it was a call of this girl screaming, "I'm dying," and she like did.
Oof. See, like, and I heard one. I'm interested in them, but like there becomes a point where it becomes very real that this is someone going through like real pain.
Yeah,
and then I can't.
Yeah. Usually I skip through. Yeah. That one was so fast. I didn't have time. Anyways, I started thinking, I was like, what are like the weirdest 911 calls people have got?
Oh no.
Here's a couple.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I know. One of them was a woman called the police when her ice cream didn't have enough sprinkles.
She called 911.
Called 911.
For her ice cream?
In England. And she called to say there were bits on one side and none on the other. And she was upset because the ice cream truck man did not want to give her money back.
So she called the cops?
She called 911.
Another one.
A Canadian woman dialed 911 after hearing yelling and shouting coming from her neighbor's apartment.
Wink off. Taryn's face right now. I wish you guys could see it. Like, I don't even know the pun, like the punchline.
But it's
like
coming.
Your face is so funny. Okay.
When cops arrived, they pounded on the door until the occupant finally opened up. That's when they discovered that the man was in no danger. He's just been having a rough time on the toilet.
And he called the cops for that?
No.
I could never.
The woman who lived next to him called the cops because she thought he was hurt.
Oh, well, shoot. That's embarrassing. I'd be so embarrassed. If someone called the cops,
you know. He probably had too much spicy food or something.
Ew, Taryn, why? Cut to the intro. That was gross.
Anyways, hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I am Ashley.
And I'm Taryn.
And we're here to advise you, as
yes,
we do.
We do.
Happy Monday. If you're listening to this on a Monday, it's a Monday for us. This goes up on a Monday.
Yeah.
So I feel like most of you guys listen to us on Mondays. If you don't, what day do you listen to us to?
You know,
I guess, I mean,
you know, it
weekends
makes sense,
might be a popular
though.
Thing.
Well, also, like, if people binge podcasts like I do, they probably listen to them on all different types of days.
All different
types. We got tagged in a story today, and she was listening to the episode where we talked about the peanut allergy situation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, that's so long ago, but it's cool because that means, like, she's newer to the podcast and she's, like, catching up,
Ooh, girl. I love a good binge session of any kind, like movies, TV shows, podcasts, whatever. You got me on Crime Junkie.
Yeah.
And that one. You got me, that was what, middle of July?
Yeah.
That it started? I've been like going through so many regularly. Constantly in the car. A lot of times like in my room when I'm like getting ready for bed or I'm like doing laundry or something like that, I listen to them regularly and I've been flying through them. Like it's, flying through
it's
them.
It's super addicting. I feel like I only listen to crime podcasts when I'm in my car because I feel safe.
Yeah.
No one can get me.
I made a mistake once back in the day. I say back in the day. This is probably like 2 years ago. When I first got really into My Favorite Murder, I couldn't stop listening. And so I was on this like rampage of listening to them. And they did one about the vampire killer of Sacramento.
Yeah.
I listened to that while I was driving home. I got home and I was so invested in it that I kept listening to it as the sun was setting. And then I was home alone in my house and it was dark outside. And the first thing I started doing, I closed all the blinds. I locked all the doors. I set the alarm and I sat, turned all the lights on and was like, okay, texting my sister, like, when are you home? What are you doing? Can you come home now? Anyone here? I was so uncomfortable and I had to draw a line. I was like, never again. It can't be dark outside and me listen to that stuff because I can't. Like, it doesn't work. It won't sleep.
It's to a point sometimes where I'm like, is it worth it? Because, so the other day, I was listening to the scary one, and then I was home at my apartment, and I heard a noise. So I went to the door, and as a joke, I pretended like I had a gun and opened the door and was like, where you at, fool? And literally, my brother and his wife came to surprise me with their, like, tiny niece and nephew. Oh. And I blurted a potty word out so loud. And of course, and then like the kids come out
Can
and
you
are
give
like.
Me just like the first letter. What word was it? Okay.
And maybe some more. I don't really know. It was a blur.
She blacked out, actually.
But they looked at me like, what is wrong with you? And then the kids came out and were like, surprise, Auntie Taryn. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm such a. Like at Disneyland, when people are cussing, I get really upset.
You're like, really great with kids, so I'm sure that broke your heart. Yeah.
So I had a really hard time recovering after that.
Yeah. Oh, like, I'm so sorry. Dang.
Well, I have to say, in moderation. But you know, guys, with our podcast, you don't need to limit yourself because we're making you a better person.
This is all for bettering you.
We should do, though, when like Halloween comes, we should do a couple scary episodes because I know for a fact that my own mother.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, can we?
Yes, of course. I'm going to have her sit and write it out in detail. First of all, my mom has these scary stories that literally sound like a movie.
I'm just here to back up Taryn.
Thank you. Because you know what? A couple of people called me out saying they thought I was lying about the masseuse falling asleep on me. And rude. I feel like you guys, but you know, they're like how you were.
They're new. They don't know you yet.
They don't know
you. The longer they listen, the more they'll realize. Taryn's not a liar.
Someone was like, you should have taken a video. And I'm like, how would I have pulled that off?
When you're laying there in your chones
naked,
and a sheet or naked. No chones and just a sheet, like how do you get up, grab your phone to film the
and
girl
not wake
asleep?
Her up while she's holding onto your leg?
They don't know. It's okay. They'll learn.
It's fine. Anyways, my mom.
Continue.
My mom has these stories, and the scariest thing is she's told me that those are not even the scariest things, but because of how I reacted to the one she has told me, she's like, I can't tell you them because I don't think you'll be able to handle it. And
I don't know. In me, like, I can't wait. One of these days when we're like just, you know, at your parents' house or we're all out to dinner or something, I'm just going to look at her and I'm going to be like, Angie, I'm ready. I would love to like hear everything, because guys, I've only like, I love these kinds of stories. Mm-hmm. Obviously me and Taryn both do, but I've gotten like mad goosebumps only a handful of times, and one of those stories was from Taryn's mom. It was 100% like straight out of like a Stephen King movie. Like, yes. It was not okay. And yes. I had chills, and I like still think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I'm home alone.
I do too.
That's why I do too. I hate being home alone.
Everyone listening right now hates us because they're like, we want to know.
I know. But I mean, it's okay. No, this is great because we are going to do a scary story episode.
I think that's great.
In October. Actually, maybe we should do like a full October like marathon where every week is a scary story. That'd be fun.
Okay, well, we're going to put a poll up on our Instagram. Mm-hmm, so head there. It's at Unsolicited Advice Pod, right?
Good job. Well done.
Head there. Let us know what you think. I feel like everyone's going to be into it. Everybody loves scary stories.
Yes, and themed stuff is just like my jam. So cool. It's so much fun. And it's the perfect month to do that. So we should definitely do that. Speaking of themed stories, we mentioned that we wanted to start doing a dating app series.
Yes. Oh, I saw a lot from there.
Which we must have mentioned that like 2 episodes ago or 3 episodes ago.
No.
We've mentioned it a few times.
We started listening to it a long time ago because I was obsessed with the idea. And then you came around to it.
Yeah. And we're on board and we want to do this. Board. We haven't sat down to actually like plan it, but we said like send us some stories. So I wanted to tease everyone with like a story.
Oh, I love that.
That someone sent in. It's a short, so I figured it would be good to like tease with and not like actually use for the episode that we do for the dating app. But that we do.
I am a 5-year-old boy.
But I brought one and it's really short. I'm ready. Here's the title. It's really good. It got my attention. Tinder, Tigers, and Touchdowns.
Oh.
Really well done.
That could go in a lot of different directions. I love how
we use the back of this letter for some notes for fun things. Here she goes. Hi, ladies. You asked for Tinder stories, and although I have had the app for 2 to 3 days, I am able to deliver. So there
That's it? Wow.
Yeah, 2 to 3 days. That's, you know, I guess you got something for us. So there are a lot of weird elements to the story, but I'll try to keep things short. I'm in college, and one of my professors pushed for us constantly to download Tinder.
Tinder.
Did I say titter? It sounded like I said titter. I think we should leave that in. That was great.
Wait. Her college professor?
Her college professor was constantly pushing for them to download Tinder.
Why?
He felt we all needed the experience of online dating for some strange passionate reason, which I think is very weird.
Ew, probably because he's concerned. On it and he's like, I want to connect with you.
Yeah, I don't like it. I got really bad vibes from that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Eventually, the salesman and him won, and I convinced my friend to download the app with me. I get matched with a guy who we can call Esteban. She puts, he worked in a hotel. I hope that reference makes sense. I don't get it. So if any of our listeners
do. Oh, I get it. Wait. Esteban. Oh, it's like a Disney show.
Disney show?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's Sweet Life, and his name's Esteban, the
Is
guy
it really?
In the front. You keep talking.
I looked for Mark to confirm.
Mark is like, I don't
know. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up, but
Yeah. It might. That would make sense. Anywho, Esteban is the only guy I'm messaging back and forth, really, because I didn't feel as much pressure since he wasn't on campus like a lot of my other matches were. He's nice, sweet, and probably a lot of other things, but as I said, I deleted the app after a couple days, so I don't know much else. Fast forward about 2 weeks, and I'm at a football game. The stadium is packed, people are wearing their stripes, and it's about to be a grand old evening. Before anyone in the game even breaks a sweat, I notice that Esteban is sitting right in front of me. I was kind of nervous, and I could tell he was too, and I couldn't figure out why. So I figured that's why he didn't speak to me if he saw me first, was he was just nervous. But no. No. It wasn't until she leaned on him that I realized he was at the game with his girlfriend, a girl who just happened to follow me on Twitter about 3 weeks prior. Football games, like Tinder, bring people closer together. Go Tigers.
I'm going to be so honest. I did not pay attention that entire time. I'm like looking this up. I'm crying right now. I'm looking this up.
She's so stuck on Esteban.
All of a sudden in my mind, I was like, okay, the whole point of this podcast is for like us
Your
to
opinion.
Read each other's stuff.
Yeah.
And then all I heard was something about Tigers. I am so sorry.
No, it's fine. The listeners got it.
But I found the answer.
Was it Sweet Life?
It's Sweet Life.
Well, that's all that matters, guys. Sorry. The reference for Estevan was Suite Life and Tinder.
I'm so sorry.
Like football games bring people closer together.
You know what? I'm going to listen to the episode and then I'll hear yeah, it for the first time. I am so sorry. I could have totally lied my way through that. But no, anybody I'm watching you a YouTube video
but guys, this
would
is
be able
proof.
To see.
Taryn doesn't lie.
I don't.
Taryn doesn't lie.
I don't.
She would never. Oh, she just
How
got so passionate
all.
About the fact that some
lie.
Of you guys think she lied about the masseuse story.
Especially because my personality, like I'm the type of person that like someone will be like, who broke this dish? And I'll be like, ah, oh, my bad. Yeah. like, yeah, anyways.
But that short got me super excited for our dating app story because the more people that I talk to that do use dating apps, the more I realize how small of a community it is wherever you live.
That's true.
You know, if you live in Nashville, it's a small dating like pool in the dating app world. Like you are going to run into people. And the same thing with LA. Everyone thinks LA is huge.
Yeah.
Hop on a couple of dating apps. No.
Yeah.
And I've had some weird situations with like groups of friends where like, oh, someone will be like, oh, I just started talking to this guy. Oh, where'd you meet? Oh, we met on Hinge and everything's going good. And then we're like, oh my God, show us a picture.
And like you're all
they
connected.
Show us a picture and the girl's like, no. And then it turns out like two other girls from the group have talked to him before and we're just like, cancel. Like, get rid of him. Like, don't do it.
No.
It's
like,
so weird how small of a community it is.
Yeah.
So Which I feel like the stories that people must have
have
to be fantastic because you're bound to run into them or know someone who knows them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, and the guys that try to like get on dating apps when they're in relationships and then it's like, you know, the girl's best friend goes on and is like
scumbags.
It's like, what do you think's gonna happen? That you just like, there's not a button where you can be like, please don't connect me with anyone who like knows me.
Yeah,
I would definitely hit that button.
There should be a button. We should let them know.
I actually re-downloaded Hinge to prepare for our episode.
I'm so excited.
And you know, if a hot guy or two comes in the mix, that's fine.
She's not going to fight it off.
It's fine. I only went on like one date. Should I tell me or should I save it? I'm going to save it.
You should save it. Give us a hint. Can you give us a hint? Something fun that we could like, you know.
Let's just say
sit in our
I
heads
got
for
sent
a
picture.
She
literally months after our one date that I was like, eh,
when
I'd
it was
rather
clear
not
that nothing was going to happen and he still wanted things to happen.
It's
he
great.
Sent a photo to poor Taryn, who immediately forwarded it to me.
I threw my phone off my bed.
Oh, so good.
Anyways, what are we doing here?
We are teasing the online dating series that's going to happen.
I think I had a DM that I wanted to read.
A DM. That sounded not like DM, but it sounded like a DM.
A DM.
Like another word.
Oh, I got it.
Another language.
Okay, so this is from Holly Jansen, I think.
Jansen.
And I just loved what she said because she said, first of all, I love the podcast. Honestly, going into every story, I'm like, this isn't going to ever apply to me at all. But every single time, every story I can relate to, and that is the best feeling. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I love
that,
so much.
Because I feel like that's why we can so confidently address some of these stories because even though it might not be something we've dealt with, we either know someone or we've been through a situation that's evoked the same type of emotion or something like that, you know? So, and it's the whole, I mean, that's what we're all made to do is like relate and create, create relationships and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
I thought that was cool.
I love that because I feel like I do the same thing too, especially in the beginning of this podcast when we first started. I had some kind of like, not bias, but like I was looking for specific types of stories that I knew I could read well and present well and also like relate to well so that I could create a good story for our listeners.
Yeah.
And like the longer it goes, the more I'm like, all of these I can like, as you know, will relate to me and it will relate to the listeners as well because it's everyday life stories and that's what everyone wants to talk about and that's what everyone shares, you know? It's so interesting.
And just so you guys know, we do get emails with some pretty hefty topics. Just for an example, like, you know, sexual abuse and stuff like that is something that we definitely have a stack that have been sent in, but it's something like with that caliber of a topic, we do not take any of this stuff lightly, which is why we get excited when we partner with stuff like BetterHelp, because we totally believe in the power of therapy and believe in the step of reaching out to get help with some of these issues. So it's something that we don't take lightly, and we are in the works of getting, you know, some guests to come on that we think can address certain things in better ways than we can. Mm-hmm. So it's just everything that's sent in, there's so much thought put into it. And I think that, like Ashley was just saying, we were not expecting this.
Yeah.
I think we were expecting like this to be this light, airy, which it can be just because of like how awkward I am and how funny we are. Because we're so cute.
We're hilarious.
but I think we weren't expecting for it to evolve into this thing where it's like we're actually hitting these really big topics and things that everyone is going through or can relate to. But we don't take it lightly. So if you guys have sent in stuff that's heavy, the sad truth is we can't read every email. But also there's things that we really are putting thought into because we don't want to do a disjustice to just like bring it up in a light kind of way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Again, we're very aware that we're not qualified for serious stuff.
Even with my minor, you know.
Calm down.
I just want to be careful.
So please know that we are definitely excited and want to talk about those things with you guys and just be super vulnerable and let you guys be vulnerable with us as well. But we are going to make sure that we do it in the best way that we can.
Yes.
So.
Agreed.
Look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Look forward to our scary story Oktoberfest situation. And look forward to our dating app series where it's going to be fun as well. I just realized.
What?
Take it to Taryn. Like,
take it to Taryn.
Turn it to Taryn.
Tearn it up. Tearn it up.
Dang it. We didn't see that.
Because we were MySpace friends back in the day. You would have been on my top 8, girl.
Oh, shoot. MySpace. Do you still have like your photo from MySpace?
I have some photos. Oh, my gosh. Let's both
post
a photo from MySpace.
Can we post our MySpace photos?
Yes.
You guys aren't ready.
I know the specific one.
You aren't ready for the swoop bang. The swoop bang was strong.
I had a swoop bang.
Everyone had a swoop bang.
A strong swoop bang.
Every girl had a swoop bang.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what a swoop bang is, Google it.
You're too young. You're too young. Yeah, we will post that on our Instagram. Proof it.
We're going to proof it for you guys. Get ready for a good laugh because swoop, bang. Your girl couldn't do makeup and was really heavy on the eyeliner.
Me too. I used to do purple on top.
I did blue.
And teal underneath.
And I inevitably, at the end of every single day, looked like I had a black eye.
I look like Fruity Pebbles, like melted on my face. And I was obsessed with the 80s, so I would crimp. I would have my mom braid my hair.
You crimped your hair?
It was crimped. And then, my first kiss, this guy, is that his name? Well, swoop, there it is. Okay. So he told me one time that he liked my hair crimped. So you know your girl crimped.
She woke up early.
She went to bed with headaches every night because I'm like, Mom, braid my hair. I gotta wear crimp tomorrow.
Wait, he liked it crimped? Oh,
he liked that style.
Oh, you didn't actually crimp it with a crimper. You braided it.
Sometimes I would. Eventually, I got a crimper. But my mom used to like put like, so I would go to bed with like all these little braids.
Yeah.
So I could look cute.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're off topic. We didn't talk about who's going first.
We didn't. I was gonna bring that up.
Is yours short or long?
Should we rock, paper, scissors?
Sure. Yes.
Turn one.
Yes. The amount of joy I have from winning anything, even rock, paper, scissors.
She's so competitive.
You know?
This is a 50-50. Like, you get to go first. It's fine.
Oh, well,
relax.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not going to let you take away from my victory. okay. So, just a little, we should take a break because we're just talking forever.
For a long time.
Mine is called Fall. I bit my tongue when I said an F. How do you even? I don't know. Okay, mine is called.
I'm thinking about it too much now.
Why did you? There's no T in the F sound.
You said you bit your tongue. So I'm trying to bite my tongue. Anyways,
I'm just picturing people like sitting just listening.
They're
to
so
this.
Annoyed with us right now.
I'm sorry. Mine is called Falling Out of Love and Into the Deep End.
Oh.
Dun dun dun.
I'm like sad, but then. Very much intrigued.
This is a good. I feel like we're gonna have a lot of discussion on this one.
Can't wait.
So we're gonna take a break, and then we will jump right into it. Get it? Because the deep end.
I got it.
Jump.
We got it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We're back.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm back. What? Sips coffee? Okay. So this one is from Anonymous. I get nervous now with the camera.
The camera cannot pick it up. There's no way.
How do you know?
It's way too far. It's not going to, no.
How do you know?
It's not.
Have you tried it?
I'm just telling you it's not. I know these things. She's blocking it with her water bottle.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
This one is from Anonymous.
Hi, Anonymous.
Hi, Anonymous. We love our Anonymous peeps.
We do.
Well, we know your names. Oh, my gosh. I almost knocked my coffee over.
Get to the story.
Hey, y'all. My name's Beep. But for the sake of... Dang it, I practiced this word.
She really did.
For the sake of anonymity.
Yep, sorry. Good job. That was it.
Anonymity, you can call me Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. I come to you in this time of doubt because, number one, I love your podcast.
We love you.
Thanks. We love you, too. But also because I can't go to anyone I personally know about the situation. Which... Oof. That's why therapy is so dope.
Yep, and that's why we're so dope.
I have told my therapist... things that I was so embarrassed and I've never told anyone else. Mm. Just like deep thoughts that I was like, you know, where I was like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Like, is this normal?
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, I don't want to tell someone I'm close to in case this is just common doubt or a hiccup or over exaggeration. I just want to touch on this really fast. Mm-hmm. I know you don't know the story yet, but it's basically about a guy she's like having doubts for.
Okay.
I understand when girls or guys don't want to tell their friends about things because they don't want them to form an unbreakable opinion.
Yes.
I fully understand that. At the same time, I will say that that is a huge thing that can be a mistake that I personally have fallen into. You've said you've noticed this too. We've talked about it on an episode before where if you are not talking to the people close in your life, who are literally only like thinking about your best interest about a situation or even just thoughts you're having, mm-hmm. that's not good.
Right.
It's not because you're not meant to make to do life alone, first of all. And second of all, it sounds like she's already spiraling of like, am I over exaggerating? Am I not? When you talk about those things, that's when you get other people's opinions and you can kind of like rehear what they have to say.
Especially with people who know you, who know what you spiraling looks like.
Totally.
And who know what you being like sane and reasonable looks like. So they can really help you decipher whether or not you're in one of those categories or not. Yeah.
Totally. And if you have good friends, I know I've had these conversations where someone's told me something and I'll straight up call them out and be like, you're making an excuse and you know that you know that's not okay, you know, and you need
those
friends.
Pretty sure you said that to me.
Girl, I was not going to say it like specifically, but it's fine.
I'm like, I think that was me, but that's fine.
She started avoiding my eye contact real quick. But, you know, in those times you hate hearing it, but in the end you're like, you're grateful. You don't have to listen to my opinion, but it at least makes you pause for a second and think like, okay, you know.
Yeah, no, there were two guys that, one guy that I was seeing a while ago and then one that I was seeing more recently. And I wasn't talking to Taryn about the first one that was a while ago until much, much later because I was very like, I still really liked him and I didn't want her to not like him. And I should have talked to her a lot sooner. And then like with this more recent one, like I felt like I like talked to you a lot more through it and like other friends. And it just made it so much easier to be like, nah, yeah, I'm right. Like, I'm 100% right. I'm not doubting myself. And my friends 100% agreed with me because I was being open with them and sharing all that with them.
Yeah. No, I think it's super valuable.
Talk to your friends, people.
Talk to your friends.
In summation.
But continue to talk to us.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the story.
Okay. So she says, okay, so saying, in case it's an over-exaggeration, you know, the whole, there's no need to worry someone else with your issues because you have, you may move past them, but your loved ones won't, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. I like her. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 8 months now, which really isn't that long.
Long enough.
But I will say, I mean, that's, you almost could have produced a child.
Yeah.
You could have grown a human.
I think that's long enough to get past the dating honeymoon stage and get into like the real life shit, you know?
Yeah.
But also like it's not the year mark where you're too comfortable around each other. Yes. Not like that's like the same mark for everybody, but I think that's a long enough.
No, but in psychology they say
to really know someone.
You can't say that you fully know someone without knowing them for a year.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things like I've known people that I've gotten married literally like 4 months into dating. They're like, I'm engaged.
Or started dating and got married within a year.
Totally.
And I fully believe in when you know, you know.
Yes.
But at the same time.
But that makes me nervous.
You know?
Because that's how I think my brain is like psychologically, which is why I'm like going Rachel and friends. Because I'm like, okay, I want to be married this long before I have a kid. And I need to know the person this long before I get engaged.
Yeah.
So I need to have met them.
And on a real note, again, I think we've made it clear. We listen to a lot of murder podcasts.
Oh, girl.
And you need to know who you marry. It's 99% of the time the spouse. Like,
oh my gosh.
I can't.
And
I'm terrified.
It'll be like, no one saw it coming. He was a church going man who loved animals.
He was a man of faith.
Yes. And then he freaking is like, pa, animals. Killing his entire family. And you're like, wait, what just happened?
This is not funny, but it's really.
It's terrifying.
Terrifying.
It's absolutely terrifying.
How true this is. So know who you date. Know who you take.
Yes.
Taryn's just shaking her head
upset.
Right now.
I got weirdly
dizzy.
Wow,
we are really getting off.
I'm never
going to
get through. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. She said, it seems as though we've already reached the dreadful state of complacency.
Oh, shoot.
We don't go out, even to dinner or a movie. He doesn't surprise me with flowers or an occasional date night. We just live in the day-to-day boring life of two people who act like they've been married for 15 years and lost, in quotes, the spark. But we haven't been married for 15 years. We are 21 and 23, and
oh my
that
God,
is
so young.
young, which I totally agree. Like going out every weekend kind of young, but no, not us. We have home-cooked meals, take out while we watch movies on the couch, and go to bed at 9. Sometimes that's nice. And I was like,
nine.
That's kind of like my dream.
JK. Why is this everything I've ever wanted?
Throwing a Lego set on there. Okay. Oh, but never mind. Sorry. It's not about me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not about me. Bring it back. I saw you go off.
I know. I do love our simple life, but when it's on a daily basis and there's never a special occasion after only 8 months, yeah, not so much. I love this boy with my whole heart. Don't get me wrong. I really, truly love him, but I feel as though I'm less in love with him. I understand that falling in love is the easy part. That's why it's called falling. It's on accident, but staying fallen is a different story, and it's one I don't know how to write.
Ooh, she worded that well.
Dude, she's like amazing. Good I'm like, job. Can you write everything you've ever thought or experienced, please? I want him to chase me again. God, guys need to freaking understand that.
Yeah.
Understand. Never mind. Okay.
She's going off again.
No, I just had a conversation with a guy in my life where we were talking about how girls will like how they like jealousy. And he was like, oh, I don't really care like what my girlfriend wears or who she talks to. And I looked at him and I was like, that's awesome. Like, that's so cool that you're secure. But you might want to just throw her a bone every once in a while. Like, if she comes to you saying like, oh yeah, this guy hit on me at work, even just the small comment of like where he live, you know what I mean? Just to make her feel like, no, this is like my girl.
Yeah.
Not in a possessive way, but just as a person, you want to feel like that the person you loved is like, like, you know what I mean?
And it's not even as a girl. I feel like that's just
It's a guy thing
that's
too.
That's just a way of knowing that you are wanted and you belong to someone and it feels good to be reassured.
And that brings up this is on topic. That brings up the whole thing. Like she talks about, he doesn't bring her flowers. They don't go out. And I think people forget that when you date someone, those acts, like, it's not that you just do it when you're like, oh, I should get them flowers. So this is a genuine thought. Like, you need to be proactive sometimes to give that person what their love language is. If you know they love being taken out, if you know they love flowers, like, that needs to be a conscious decision of, this is how they feel love. So because I love them, even if it's not my thing, I'm going to do it for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, 100%. Ugh. Can I just like say something really quick?
Sure.
I feel like I've talked to so many guys and couples who I trust and like adore and like love and whatever. And I understand that fades away. Like, that does at some point, and it's expensive. And like, that's not always an option for a lot of people. But I'm just going to like rant and rave about my parents for just a moment.
You could take the whole episode. I love that.
Money was always tight growing up. So like, they never got to go out on dates. And, you know, like, presents was like a big deal. So it didn't happen all the time. But my dad's love language is like giving. Like, he like does things for people.
Totally.
And
makes sense.
And my mom's a very like, she's a vocal, she loves to like talk and, you know, stuff like that. But I know one thing that my dad always continued with my mom, it's not expensive. It was literally just the thought that meant so much to her. He would bring her a cup of coffee every morning. Or if he had to leave early and she woke up and had to do things a little later, he'd have the coffee pot ready and there'd be a post-it note. Or like on other days, like there'd be a flower that he picked from like the backyard.
Yeah.
It was always like a little gardenia flower. And I just know like the biggest smile would go on her face because he thought of her. And that's literally all it took. That's all it took. It wasn't a fancy meal. It wasn't a big bouquet of like roses, but like it was him knowing like how to make her smile.
Yeah.
You know, and so I would like, it's possible, like you can keep it going and it doesn't have to be this big lavish thing.
No,
because real life isn't big. It's not lavish. It's not like this sport, you know, but it's like possible. Side note.
They are.
I know.
It's so cute.
I know. This is why I'm single.
Right?
The bar
the men
so
in our
high.
Life have set the bar way too freaking high.
I can't. Like, way what too do you high. Do?
Like, you just came on a trip with me and my brother, and I told Ashley, I'm like, you watch this entire trip, his wife will never touch a door. Like, and they've been dating.
She told me that.
They've
it's
been
true.
Married. And, like, I mean, that boy will run to the car. And it's to the point where now, even when she walks up to the car, she waits because she knows, like, he'll get mad. So, like, he goes and he
it's
opens
the
door
thing.
For her. And
it's Taryn told me, and I was like, what? No. And then I was proven wrong.
You know? Yeah. Okay, let's get back.
Let's get to back to this poor girl.
I know. But we are touching on things that I think she needs to hear. I want the spark of the flirtation and the cheesy romanticized life. 2 weeks ago, I without a doubt wanted to marry him, and I couldn't possibly imagine myself with anyone else at all. Just the thought upset me. However, lately I've caught myself lingering on those thirsty boy DMs a little longer than usual. Mm. Not responding, of course. Okay. I notice other guys all of a sudden, and it's like I'm falling off the deep end into a tank full of eligible bachelors, but the man I'm loyal to swims on the shallow side. How do I fall back in love with him and out of lust of the imaginary idea of anyone else? How do I make it back to shallow waters and swim safely, yet contently, happily, and even giddily? Giddily? Did I say that right?
Giddily.
Giddily. How can I have the best of both worlds with the man I love again? Sorry for the long message. Thanks for reading and keep doing your thing because y'all are frankly the awesomest.
The awesomest.
XO, Jackie.
Jackie.
First of all, I hope you are a writer because that was beautifully written. And this, okay. Let's just dive in.
I'm ready.
My number one thing that I feel like I would love to know, and this is where it's hard giving advice on these stories because we mm-hmm. don't know the whole thing. I would love to know if she's already had a clarifying conversation with him.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that is something I learned right away. You know, you cannot expect somebody else to know your thoughts and your mind. And I think sitting someone down and being like, hey, literally, I did that with my ex. Like, I would literally just tell him, like, when I start acting crazy, just hug me and look me in the eyes and tell me you love me. Like, that's literally all I need. Mm-hmm. And it never failed. We would get in these big fights and he would start calling me insecure or say I was being crazy or my trigger word psycho, which I was like, that's such a harsh word to call me for, like, freaking out over something small, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I literally would hand him the, like, roadmap to, like, how to calm Darren down.
Yeah.
Or, you know, getting just a simple flower or just, like, stopping by on your way to work just to, like, say hi. Like, those little things that made me feel so loved, I would, like, clearly communicate. Mm-hmm. And then it's that person's choice whether they're going to do it or not.
It is.
But I really would love for you to have a detailed conversation where you sit down with him and you're like, hey, I really love you, but lately I'm really feeling like I'm drifting. And I would not even that you have to tell him, like, I'm looking at guys, and that, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to get into detail, but just say, you know, there are certain things that I personally need to feel loved, and I just want to let you know what those are.
It's okay to tell someone what totally. You need.
And then ask him, other, like, what do you need?
How do they know, yeah. you know?
Because for him, maybe when he feels loved is when you have those chill nights. So you can still continue that, but, like, you need to be filled in the relationship too. And the thing is, like, I have a problem when people, like, stay in a relationship for so long that they're unhappy and they just expect something to change mm-hmm. without doing anything.
Yeah.
So I really think you need to take those steps. But I also think, you know, sometimes, like, if you're falling out of love someone so soon already, it might not be your person. But if it is, like, it's worth taking those steps to, like, fight for and see, like, hey, can we make this work? You know what I mean?
Oh, 1,000%. Because the last thing you want is regret.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I think I 100% agree. If this is how you're feeling, I would definitely consider that it might not be your person.
Mm-hmm.
But I would give him a fair chance and give yourself a fair chance. Give the both of you a fair chance. Sit yourself down and have that conversation.
Yeah.
Also, like, a side note is, sometimes a lot of people don't know, like, what they need.
Yeah.
And don't realize that, you know, getting out of the house once a week or once every other week actually would do them, like, a tremendous amount.
That's true.
It would make them happier. It might make them healthier. It might give them something to look forward to. Might make them a little bit of a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't realize, like, little things like getting a flower every once in a while or leaving a note every once in a while might actually, like, lift their spirit so much. So something I would recommend is maybe showing him, like, what that would be. You can have the conversation, obviously, but maybe if you start bringing that spark back by leaving him little notes, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't know where he works, but, like, slip a little note in his backpack, his briefcase, whatever he does, I don't know, in his car. But like slip him a little note.
Yeah.
That I guarantee will make him smile. And he'll just be like, well, what was that for? And you're just like, I just was thinking of you. And then like let him realize how that affects him so that this isn't something where you have to be like, listen, you're not doing enough and you're not doing the things that I need and I need so much and it makes it feel like it's a lot, it's all on you. But like have that conversation and then show him that you love him so much and you want to do the same thing back. It's a 50-50
thing. Yeah, no, I love that. I think that was one thing that me and, I mean, again, it sucks when you only have one ex because you don't have many people to refer to. But me and my ex did really well was how we would like do stuff for each other. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I love planning things. And it sounds like she's like that. Like she wants the cheesy romantic stuff. So like what we would do, and I know this sounds like annoying, but we would on like, I guess people call like a month anniversary. We weren't like seriously celebrating each month. Like it wasn't like we were like, oh my gosh, 4 more days till we're together 2 months. But it was our way of like every 30th of the month, we knew we were going to just at least make an effort to do something nice for one another.
Yeah.
And we switched off. So like 1 month it would be mine. And then the next month it was his. And it was just kind of like an intentional like date night that the other person got to plan something fun. Mm-hmm. And it would be something like super simple, or like one time I went to his house and he had like lights outside and he had a projector on the garage and we like watched a movie that night. Like
that's so cute.
He was really good at that stuff. So was I. It was a tie. But I think like, you know, like Ashley's saying, like you don't need to wait for him to do that.
No,
stuff.
Not at all.
You can do something with him. Like this just popped in my head, but like you can just literally, what if you like go buy 2 packs of Post-its and like be like, hey, date night Friday, take him out to dinner and be like, hey, like I just feel like we should do a better job of showing each other how much we love each other. So for this month, here's your set of Post-its. Here's mine. Like, let's have this like game we play where we like hide Post-its for each other. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just doing something that's simple. It doesn't cost money, but it's like something where it's like, hey, like I want to be in this with you. Like I want to do
a
fun
team
things.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's not on her. It's not all on her, and it's not making him feel weird.
Totally,
I love that
because I mean, it's clear that you're not getting emotionally fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Because you're seeking at other places.
Yeah.
And I think it's good that you're aware of that and it's good that you're not taking steps in that direction.
Yeah.
But I think it's just kind of a symptom of what's going on. Yeah. So, yeah, I would have a really honest conversation with him. I mean, honestly, if this is your person and, I mean, in marriage, like, you can't avoid stuff like this and you have to talk things through. So it's a good practice, too, to just be like, hey, like, this is what I need. Yeah. And then see, and if he doesn't put any effort forward or your feelings don't change, then you know. But
yeah,
you can't expect him to change if he doesn't know.
Right. And on the other hand, to give you a little bit of hope, if you feel like you want to marry him and this is just a little thing that's been bothering you, is that you need a little bit more spark, I feel like you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to date a guy who was like the most, like I got flowers constantly. He'd buy me coffees that said like sweet little notes on the coffee. Like he would do things for me all the time. And it made me feel so good and I loved it. But it didn't last because I didn't feel that way for him.
Yeah.
If you already feel that way for him and you think he feels the same way back, then adding a little bit of spark into your life is an easy fix.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, every relationship goes through that.
You know, like if you like having that connection with someone is what's important.
Yeah.
All these little things are add-ons that you actually have to work on because, like, I don't know, being in love is something that you have to do. It's easy to fall in love, but like continuing to be in love, like she said, like that's action that takes a lot of thought and effort. And that's something everyone has to do. But if they're already in love, like, I feel like it's going to be fine because all they have to do is add a few little things to make each other feel secure and
learn together and grow together, shift. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's such a team thing.
I totally
agree.
And I'm
super excited for you guys because I feel like this is going to work out pretty good. And I would love to know an update for whether or not you decide to have the sit down conversation mm-hmm. with him and be very upfront about being a team, or if you decide to like kind of show him, or if you do both. I would love an update on which one you choose and then how it went. I feel like all of us would love to know.
And also, it's okay to just come to a point too where you're like, this isn't it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we feel so much pressure, especially, I don't know if you're like me, but I am like the most loyal person. Like I can't even have a crush on two people at the same time because I feel like once I give my heart, I'm like,
I felt bad.
Here's my everything.
Like talking to two guys and then I'm like, nope, bye. Can't do that.
So
playing the field, what is that?
I don't know. So I get that, you know, and I think it's good for you to try and you obviously want to because you're in love. I think when we go into situations where we feel like we have to produce an outcome, we have to fix it, we have to fall back in love, we have to blah, 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 it feels pressure. Mm-hmm. But when you go into it being like, hey, I'm going to put my effort into this, but whatever happens will happen, and I'm just going to be mindful and make sure that either way I'm keeping this other person's feelings in mind, I think you're going to be good.
Yeah, I think you're going to be good too.
Yeah.
That was good advice, Taryn.
Thanks,
babe. And that was a great story.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. Thank you so much.
That was really good.
What do you call
Jackie.
It?
Jackie.
Character name Jackie.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's like a story. Yeah.
I love that we know her name, but they don't. Well, actually, I just know her name.
You don't say, even. You did not tell
don't
me.
Don't look at my paper. Okay. All right.
I was like, don't look at me.
Do you want to give a little snippet on yours?
Yeah, guys. This one is different. And I like that because I think this is going to be refreshing for a different type of story. Here's the title. It's How Do I Stop Clipping My Own Wings?
Ooh.
And that's my little teaser for you guys. We're going to take a break right now and come back and I will continue with my story. And yeah, talk to you guys in a second.
All right, break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back, and Taryn is having an allergy attack. Her eye right now, like she's just like
eyes
one eye squinty at me like a pirate.
I'm sorry.
You I'll good? Okay. You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. Anytime I'm around like pet hair, mm-hmm. then it happens. So it's like
my rule number one: you can't touch your face.
I didn't mean to. You know why I touched my face? Because I was cry laughing. Because you.
It's not my fault. I'm just saying. It's your fault. Don't touch your face. That's rule number one. Rookie mistake.
Don't touch your face, guys. That's my arguing tactic for everything. I just repeat whatever they say. Never makes sense.
It's the worst. It's the most You're the frustrating. Worst. Just stop.
You stop.
Just stop.
Want to keep going?
No.
You know. Literally. You can do it to anything. Anyways.
Oh, my God. How to piss off your friends.
That's a tip Taryn from Taryn. Renee. Taryn's tips. There you go. There it is. Go ahead.
All right. How do I stop clipping my own wings? Dear Ashley and Taryn, my name is Sabrina. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and it has honestly become my favorite part of Mondays.
Ooh.
For someone who feels that the beginning of the week always drags, that means a lot. And it really does.
That
so thank
does.
You so much for letting us know. Here is my story. I'm 23 years old. I graduated with a BA in English last year. Congratulations.
Nice.
Sabrina, that's huge. I'm currently working part-time as a TA for kindergarten and part-time office assistant at the same school, where the office manager wants to train me for the next year to take over her position. Although I enjoy every aspect of working at this school, getting offered this opportunity made me start thinking about where I see myself in the next 2 to 3 years, which I thought you could really relate to because mm-hmm. you had the same thing. You were working part-time in teaching before you moved into like the office.
Yeah.
Right? So funny.
Yeah, you guys are definitely the same person. Can relate.
She continues, my parents would love for me to continue to get my master's ASAP or at least continue to a career job ASAP. In the year that I've been off from school, I have found anything I'm passionate. I'm going to say that again. I really said that backwards. In the year that I've been off from school, I haven't found anything I'm passionate about or that I really want. I've always wanted to travel and see more of the world, but was never given the opportunity to and never went looking for it. I grew up in a pretty strict household. My mom wouldn't let me go to any friends' houses or go to sleepovers. I didn't go out for the summers to amusement parks or for almost anything I ever asked her. The answer was always no. My dad wasn't really any better at letting me have my freedom. I went through my rebellious phase where I got my belly button pierced.
Oh my gosh, this is terrifying.
Turns page. No, I feel like everyone went through that, right?
No, that it one of my friends got hurt. She was freak dancing with a guy and it got stuck freak in his dancing? Belt and ripped out. Yes. So then she had
her
these two little
nub
things.
Got ripped out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was it like a straight... She, how do you...
I mean, I don't know how else to describe
that. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I can't... It just
what?
Freaks me out.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, continue. Just, I am so sorry.
No, can we talk about this for a second?
Keep going.
What? Like, I would love to know... Like, what kind of ring? Was it a ring?
Was it a hook? It was like the typical, like...
Like the in-out...
The thingy.
The, like, C-shaped...
Yeah. Yeah, I got freaking ripped out.
You know what? That's a good point. I feel like a lot of my friends that got, because belly button things were a thing.
It was
for
so
a while.
Popular.
It
like
was
when
such
we were
a
in
thing.
High school.
Freaking
yeah.
Britney Spears, like that whole era, a lot of people had them.
Yes.
I feel like I've heard nothing but regret from most people about belly button rings. Mostly
a lot of
because
people
they're mostly
had kids
women
too.
And they all had to have babies.
And they said
and
it
they
like
all
stretches.
Said, not had to
nasty.
Have babies, but yeah.
They had to.
It does weird things
yeah.
when you're pregnant. And that's what I've always heard. So.
Yeah.
Belly button rings. Pros
brings.
And cons.
Yeah. I did one time I was dancing with a guy and my hair, because I flip my hair a lot, my hair got stuck in his lip ring and I didn't know. So I was just kept dancing and my friend was across the dance floor and she was watching it. I'm having deja vu. Did I already tell the story?
No.
Whoa, trippy. Okay. So then I was dancing and my friend was across going like this because she said the guy was just like, trying to like,
ooh.
Yeah. I gave him my number, but he did not call me.
I'm sure.
So that was it. Go ahead.
Keep going. Going to continue. Wow. That belly button ripping thing got me.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to continue. She said, I went through my rebellious phase where I got my belly button ring or I got my belly button pierced without my mom knowing or going to my boyfriend's house in high school without my parents knowing, but never really went through a whole young and free stage. I always had my mom texting me to get home or asking me where I was or who I was with. Same. So
yeah,
relatable.
Same.
Now in my 20s, I understand that it was just her being protective and trying to keep me safe. We have a great relationship now, but I've developed a personality of not really striving for anything I really want if it's not what my parents see as successful or if I know it'll upset them in any way. And in many ways, still asking for their permission to really do anything.
Dang, yeah.
I'm an introvert and get really uncomfortable in crowds of people I don't know and now never really take any risks. I'm pretty cautious in everything I do. I've settled for a very comfortable and complacent form of living. Lately, something in my gut has been telling me that what I have to do is move away. I've been looking at traveling abroad, specifically to Spain or Thailand, and looking into teaching English as a foreign language. There's a lot of programs overseas that do that. There's this voice telling me that I have to do more research on this and prepare for this, but then there's this other voice, a more dominant voice, telling me to not even bother because I know I'm too scared to really do it. I've never been away from my family, and since I still live with my parents, sisters, and grandma, this would be hard. How do I get out of this mentally of not pushing myself to take risks, of being too timid, she put, of living for my parents' approval? I tell my friends dealing with life-changing events in their lives to always live for themselves and to do what makes them happy, no matter what the risk or how scary it is. But this is easier said than done, especially since I think I'm the only one of us considering moving to a completely different country. I really appreciate any advice you two have. Love you guys.
Dang. I feel like we talk about this actually a lot.
Yeah. So I feel like we've talked about similar stories on this podcast, but you guys don't even know. Me and Taryn talk about this a lot, like a whole lot, just personally in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many places I want to go. Do you want to go? Do you have any ideas you want to share first?
I mean, what was that noise?
Wow, that was fun.
I definitely can relate, and we've talked, me and Ashley literally talk about this all the time because there's this line where, you know, it's like you have this fear of still getting in, quote unquote, in trouble, right? That's what it is. It's that feeling when you're a little kid and you're like, oh my gosh, my dad's going to kill me or my mom's going to kill me. But then at what point are you old enough to where that shouldn't? I mean, every opinion is your own. But for me, I don't want to ever not think about that. Mm-hmm. I think my, and this is like a total compliment to my parents, my dad and mom are, I mean, just full of integrity. Like, they're
so wise.
These strong Christian people, and their values in life and the way they love people and honor each other in marriage is something I will always look up to. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, you know, when I have a decision where I'm like, oh, I'm not sure my parents would approve, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It kind of is like a compass for me. Like, it checks me to where I'm like, okay, if I'm afraid of them finding out, then
why
am I afraid of it? Mm-hmm. And then, but there are times where I have to sit and be like, well, you know what? I think that we have different opinions on that. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that they trust me enough to know that, like, I know what I'm doing and I'm adult enough to where I can make these decisions, even if it is a mistake in their eyes. So I think there's a line to where it should be something to be considered, mm-hmm. but it shouldn't be something that is crippling.
Yeah, no, I love that. I went through something similar. She's Sabrina's saying she's 23 years old. And I think that's right around the age where you start, like, you know, technically like 18 is an adult or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's not until 22, 23 that I feel like I started really like thinking for myself.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because I did live with my parents up until I think I moved out at like 23 or 24. And so what I used to always do at this time was I would over exaggerate in my mind what I thought their opinion would be.
Yeah, because you're doing
it
out of fear.
And it always made it so much worse mm-hmm. and would cripple me to the point where I wouldn't talk to them about it. But inevitably, and my sister can attest to this too, my parents have always surprised me. And especially when I approach them in a level-headed manner and have thought things through.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I, at around like 21, not 21, probably around her age, 23 actually, I feel like I started like opening up to them more and being like, here's what I'm going to do. And like, here's my thoughts on this. Like, and I would ask them not for permission because I am an adult and I can do what I want, but I would ask for their like advice on the thing. On the matter, whatever it was. And I was always pleasantly surprised that they would always respond with, well, you're an adult. Mm-hmm. You get to do whatever you want. I see red flags here, and that's what I would try to avoid. Here's what I would do instead. And it was because I wasn't being like, I wasn't hiding anything from them. I wasn't lying. I wasn't being like a dumb child and just like jumping into something without thinking about it, because I presented it in a very adult manner. They respected me and treated me like an adult.
Yeah,
does
sense.
That make sense?
And oh, totally.
I always thought that it would be like, no, like out of the country. No, you know, like big no, but they were always very supportive. They might have been more scared than I thought, which I'm sure they might have been. But they definitely treated me like an adult. And if I respected them and treated them in that way, then they always, like, always surprise me.
Yeah.
So I think you might be surprised if you are thinking about leaving the country and doing a job where you teach English, which I have had multiple friends do. Then just make sure you research it thoroughly before presenting it to your parents.
Well, and the thing is when you live at home, that's a whole different ballgame because... Yeah. Not only, I mean, it amazes me, these people who like live with their parents and are funded by their parents, and then they think they have a right to be like, I can do whatever I want. And it's like, but can you? Like,
yeah.
You live in their house. And like, I know I may be old fashioned, but it's like, I get really upset when people disrespect their parents, because mm-hmm. it's like, there should be that level of respect to an extent. I know there's so many other issues that can come into play.
Right, of course.
But when you're being, you know, their money is what you're surviving off of and you live in their household,
then
there is a sense
of,
yeah, where they feel the right to kind of control what's going on, like when you should be home and what you should mm-hmm. be doing, whatever. So one of my first things I would say, I would highly suggest, whether you go out of the country or you just go to a school nearby, I moved out and literally went to a college that was like 15 minutes from my parents' house. But just getting out of the house, I was so shocked at how much I was able to just experience life on my own and how much my relationship with my parents actually got closer. Mm-hmm. Because now it wasn't like, Taryn, did you do your chores? Taryn, why are you doing this? Shouldn't you be doing homework? Like, my day-to-day life was like my own business. And I didn't have to check in with them when I was like staying late with a friend or like doing things like that. Mm-hmm. So when I saw them, it was like we would catch up on things or, you know, whatever. And I would still do certain things where like I got my nose pierced and I like went. And I was like 19, but I was like, I want to get my nose pierced. Here's why. And, you know, my parents were like, well, my dad was like, I think it's disgusting, but like, whatever, like it's your choice, you know? So I definitely think, and I get that you're scared and I get that you are not used to making decisions without their approval, but you know, she's like, how do I stop this? Or like, how do I make that leap? And I think the very simple answer is like, you got to jump, girl.
You just
like,
got to do it.
You got to do it. And I think getting out of the house to separate and actually think like, what do I want to do is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And I honestly regret, I wish I would have gone out of the country because I think I would have become a much more independent person younger. But you don't have to do that. Like even just moving out of the house is a huge step.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I obviously like moving out of the country isn't like a huge answer for becoming independent and mm-hmm. and striving for new things or finding out what you want in life. However, I do think, and I would recommend, I'm not saying that everyone can or should, but like I really recommend it because I think it just opens up a whole new level of a way to look at life.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I remember like going out of the country for my first time and it just blew my mind how like all of a sudden it opened my mind to different ways of viewing things, different ways of thinking, cultural differences.
The world is so much bigger than
bigger than your parents' house, you know? And so I would actually highly recommend it. I had multiple friends that taught English courses in Singapore, in Japan, I think in Thailand, actually.
Yeah.
Was one of them. And they all loved it. It's a great way to get work done and still make money while also taking a risk and doing something different. You're at such a young age where you can do stuff like that. And that's a small window of time where you get to play around and do things mm-hmm. that you want to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually really excited for you. If this is something that's been like burning in your heart to do, then I say go for it. And
the
then just make sure that
you
research it, you find mm-hmm. a good program to go with, and do all your homework first before presenting it to your parents. Because what's going to be terrifying to your parents is you being like, I'm going to go overseas, I'm going to teach English, and you have zero plans.
Yeah, where are you
then
staying? How much money is it?
That's a hard no because you don't know what the hell you're doing, you know?
Totally.
But if you go and you say, hey, I found this reputable program, here's how long I'm going to be there for, I will be making money, so you won't have to, you know, provide so much for me. Like, if you could get me there, that would be great. But like, you know, I'll be making money while I'm there, so I could be able to pay for my own place, you know? Also, I think a lot of programs have places where you get to stay in a building mm-hmm. with the other teachers. So I just think if you do your research and you find a good program, your parents might surprise you and be on board.
Yeah.
Which, if that's the case, I'm very excited for you.
Yeah.
Because I think your life's about to change in a very dramatic way. That's around the time where I felt like I started becoming really independent mm-hmm. too and thinking for myself, forming my own opinions. I felt like all my friends had their own opinions in high school and through college, and I didn't get mine until after. But yes, I think doing this for yourself and prioritizing yourself is a good thing sometimes. And this sounds like it might be one of those times.
Oh, totally. And jump, I mean, like press into scary. Scary is it's worth it. And that's when the biggest change happens is when it's scary. So
yeah. And just making friends and stuff like that. I feel like once you put yourself into a whole new situation and a whole new career, whether it's overseas or it's out here, I think you'll surprise yourself too. And you'll rise to the occasion and you know, I have good feelings for this, oh, totally. this whole story. It's going to be great. So anyways, yeah. Thank you, Sabrina, for sending this in. Thank you for being vulnerable with us and sharing some of your concerns about your life. I would love an update if you care to share it. I would love if, like, later on she sends us an update and she's, like, in Spain.
Like a selfie
English.
In Spain. Like, yeah. Hey, guys.
She's like, living there, done that, yeah. Already here. Well, that'd be great.
I'm gonna end the episode.
Oh, are you?
Yes, because this was, like, one of my favorite emails I've ever opened.
I'm so excited.
It's from Anonymous, which it's
aren't
your right.
They all?
I'm not even going to say if it's a boy or a girl.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything. Hirsch says, I just wanted to start off by saying I love your podcast. Every Monday I listen to your podcast in bed before I go to sleep. And this was specifically addressed to me. And it's a Harry Potter dad joke.
Oh,
like if I ever doubted that you guys listen or know me at all,
mm-hmm.
it's gone. That mm-hmm. doubt is gone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the Harry Potter dad joke. Ready?
Very.
What is Harry Potter's favorite way to get down a hill?
To get down a hill.
Do you want me to just say it?
No.
Okay.
Give me a second. Harry Potter's favorite way to get down a hill.
The longest pause.
No, I can't. I was trying to be clever and figure it out. Okay, go.
Walking. J.K. Rowling.
Oh!
Dude!
That is so good! Wow!
Oh my gosh. You know what? Whoever wrote this in, I hope you're watching or listening.
That was so good.
Watching or listening, because Ashley never gets that pumped about dad jokes.
I wasn't even on that level. I was trying to think of like a spell that had something about like a hill, but I couldn't think of one. I didn't even think about rolling down
so
a hill.
Good, huh?
That's good. Yes. That's a good one.
If any of you are like, I don't get it, do you want to explain why it's
great? So the author of Harry Potter is J.K. Rowling. So.
Fun fact.
There's that.
There you go.
If you didn't get that, oof.
It's good though,
right?
You
should really watch/read the books.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's a whole other topic.
If you didn't know that, then
that's a whole other.
We're really concerned.
We can't talk about that because we've already gone so long. But
yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you have any stories that you would like to share with us /awkward situations/scary stories for October.
Yeah, we're building up.
/dating app stories for the dating app series /tearing it up. Stories where you do something awkward and embarrassing and you want to share it with us,
yes.
Please send them to our email that's at adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Nice.
Or you could DM us on Instagram, which is unsolicitedadvicepod.
Yes.
We want them. We need them in our lives and we're looking forward very much to reading them. And that's all I think I have to say.
Yeah. No, I mean, definitely, you guys, if you have social media, hit us up on those because, you know, we've got some exciting things coming.
Lots.
So you don't want to miss it. And, mm-hmm. you know, our Instagram fam is like so fun to interact with and our Facebook fam's growing.
Yeah.
We're still figuring out exactly how to work it, but we're getting there. So,
it's
a good time. But we love you guys. Thanks for sending in your stories
and
thanks for listening.
It's great.
And have a great freaking week.
Yes.
Kill your weeks.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.